Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Will Salatan from The Bulwark. So this weekend, America celebrated its 250th birthday. And unfortunately, it happened under the worst president we've ever had. So I can't show you from what our president said this weekend what patriotism is. But I can show you what patriotism isn't. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to show you the mental and moral pathologies that make Donald Trump incapable of patriotism. So let's start with the speech he gave on Friday. So this is the day before July 4th. He was speaking at Mount Rushmore. And right before the speech, he posted this video on Truth Social. It's a sculpture in gold depicting the four presidents who are on Mount Rushmore, plus on the right, Donald Trump. So that's how the weekend started. Trump trying to make America's 250th birthday about him. And then he started his speech by bragging that he won South Dakota, the home of Mount Rushmore, in the last election.
And by the way, we won big here. We won really big. Each and every time.
We won big here. See, when a normal president says we, he means we, the American people. But when Trump says we, he means me. I won South Dakota. He doesn't like South Dakota because it's part of America. He likes South Dakota because it voted for him. In fact, he did the same thing on Truth Social. Here's what he posted a few days ago about Pennsylvania. He wrote, "We are proud to celebrate America's 250th birthday in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, where I won big in the presidential election." So never mind what Pennsylvania did in American history, you know, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitutional Convention. Now, the important thing about Pennsylvania is that it voted for Trump in 2024. So then Trump reads a line from his teleprompter about Americans who won the Nobel Prize. And he decides to ad-lib a line about himself.
Americans have won the most Olympic medals of any country in the world by far, the most Nobel Prizes. Well, they haven't given me one. Settled eight wars. I still haven't gotten it. That's okay.
He didn't settle eight wars, by the way. But the point is, who cares about Americans winning the Nobel Prize? There's only one American who really matters. So then on Saturday, after the speech at Mount Rushmore, Trump spoke at the big July 4th rally in D.C. And again, this was supposed to be a celebration of the 250th birthday of America, you know, our country. But here's what Trump posted on Truth Social as he was getting ready to speak. There it is. It's just those two words, "I'm here," and then a bunch of exclamation points. Because again, everything has to be about this guy. And here's what he said at the July 4th rally about our military.
You know, to get into our military now is tough. 2 years ago, we couldn't fill a job. And now it's overflowing. We have so many setting records. We're setting records. It's actually hard to get in. That includes our great police forces and our firemen. They couldn't hire anybody. Nobody wanted to do it. Now it's hard to get those positions, but it's really hard to get into our military because people respect and love our country again.
See, now people love our country because Trump is the president. See, 2 years ago, nobody in America loved America because we didn't have Trump. He's kind of like the guy who's dating your sister, or if you're older, imagine your daughter. And he tells you, nobody respected her till she was dating him. So the one thing you know about this guy who's dating your sister or your daughter is that he doesn't love her, right? He only loves himself. And that is the best way to understand how Trump thinks about America. He thinks that America, without him, is nothing. In fact, he pretty much said that at Mount Rushmore.
2 years ago, we were laughed at, mocked, and a nation in decline. We were in very serious decline. Last administration, what they've done to us, we can never, ever forget that. And today, we are the hottest country anywhere in the world. Everybody respects us.
Your daughter was laughed at. She was mocked. But now she's with me. Yeah, now she's hot. She's hot because she's with me. What an absolute dirtbag.
Hey, summer's in full swing, and so it's easy to put off your doctor's appointments. It's one of those things that you just avoid doing. And if you're anything like me, it's really easy to keep putting off making that doctor's appointment again and again and again and again. You think I'll get to it next week, and then suddenly you look up and it's August. That's why today's sponsor is actually one I think people can use. It's ZocDoc. I hate the whole process of finding a new doctor, calling around, waiting for someone to answer, trying to figure out what's actually in network. ZocDoc takes a lot of that hassle away. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local and in-network doctors. ZocDoc's website has tons of reviews from real patients and detailed doctor profiles to help you choose the right one. Plus, ZocDoc is free to use, and God knows I love things that are free to use. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/bulwarktakes to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. Don't wait till August. That's ZocDoc.com/bulwarktakes.
And then, if we play the next thing Trump said, you'll see who he looks to for his opinions about America. He doesn't listen to Americans. He listens to other presidents and kings.
Remember this, we're respected like no nation in the world is respected like us. Every king, every prime minister, every president, they respect us more than any other country by far. 2 years ago, they laughed at us. Now it's only respect.
Every king, he says. In fact, he has one king in mind. It's the king of Saudi Arabia. Let me show you a clip from the interview that Trump did on Thursday. That's 2 days before July 4th on CNBC.
A year and a half ago, we were laughed at. They're not laughing anymore. They respect us. The king of Saudi Arabia told me, and I said this numerous times. He said it, but many people said it. He said, President, a year and a half ago, America was dead.
The king of Saudi Arabia. That's who Trump cares about. Okay, think about that. This is the 250th anniversary of America's birthday. We literally declared our independence from a king. And Trump is marking that day by bragging that his buddies, the kings of other countries, told him that America was dead. Can you imagine a more un-American statement? And while we're at it, check out what he said in that CNBC interview about Israel.
How a Jewish person can vote for a Democrat is beyond me.
Well, let's
because I've been the best president in the history of Israel, and they acknowledge. And by the way, in Israel, I think I was at 99% or something.
I don't know what your personal views are about Israel, but think about what Trump said there. He says his approval rating is 99% in Israel, not America, Israel. He says that he's been the greatest president for Israel. And his conclusion is that no Jewish person should vote for a Democrat. Now, I'm assuming that when he says no Jewish person should vote for a Democrat, he means a Jewish person who can legally vote in this country. In other words, a Jewish American. I am a Jewish American, and I support Israel. But Donald Trump is telling me on the 250th birthday of my country, the United States, that I have to support him and his party because he's the best president for Israel, because he has a high approval rating in Israel. He's appealing to my allegiance to another country. And he's telling me that if I don't put that allegiance first, I'm irrational. That is a very, very strange idea of patriotism. Let's go back to the speech at Mount Rushmore. Trump said he's tired. He's tired of all the woke nonsense about how America is a bad country.
As for those who peddle Marxist lies about our heritage, tell our children that we live on stolen land or that our heroes were oppressors, they're doing something much worse than slandering our past. They are slandering and attacking our future.
Okay, so let's not hear any of that left-wing garbage about injustice in America. Except for the injustice that we know America committed against Donald Trump.
Unlike so many others in the world, in this country, we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, equal justice under the law, although I wasn't treated that well, but we won't get into that.
See, it turns out that America is guilty of stealing. Now, it didn't steal land from Native Americans, you know, the people who actually had a birthright to this country. But America did steal one thing. It stole elections from Republicans.
All voters must provide a little thing called proof of citizenship. And there will be no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military deployment, or travel. And you won't have cheating on the elections anymore. It's very simple.
Oh, our elections are full of cheating. Yeah. See, we're a great country, according to this deeply, deeply patriotic president. Except our elections are rigged. And we know who they're rigged against, right?
We rebuilt our military in my first term. We use it a little bit in our, actually, I should say third term, but I won't do that because I don't want any controversy.
My third term, he says. It's really his third term because America stole what should have been his second term. So let's all celebrate America's birthday and let's not use this solemn occasion to talk about what America did to the natives when we should be talking about what America did to Trump. But let's give him credit. Trump did use America's birthday to talk about one genuine threat to our country. And that threat, according to him, is communism.
Yet as we approach this magnificent anniversary, we see our American identity under a renewed attack. A generation after we fought and won the Cold War against the menace of communism, there is now a resurgence of the communist menace in our land, including from newcomers to our country who embrace ideas totally opposed to our way of life and our great success.
Newcomers to our country. See, Trump wants us to think that the threat to American democracy comes from immigrants, people like Ilhan Omar, the Minnesota congresswoman. See, she's an American citizen, but she was born in Somalia, and Trump wants to deport her along with a bunch of other naturalized Americans. But when he tries to explain what's wrong with communism, it turns out that it's not really about where you come from. It's about the abuse of political power to crush your enemies.
The godless communist morality states that anything is justified to bring about inhuman visions and to really propose what's good.
So the threat to our democracy is people who have no respect for principle or tradition, and they just want control. And to get control, they think anything is justified. Who do we know who thinks that way? Let's ask Donald Trump.
We can only lose the midterms if we allow ourselves to lose the midterms, if we are foolish, stupid, and unwise. But if we terminate the filibuster, as we should do, and immediately vote for the Save America Act, then we will not lose an election for 100 years. We do that, we're not going to lose an election for 100 years.
Okay, so terminate the filibuster, which is a tradition established by the Senate to prevent runaway majority power. Then change the voting rules. That's the Save America Act. And if we do that, according to Trump, Republicans won't lose an election for 100 years. I can think of some governments in world history that tried to stay in power for 100 years. We had a name for some of those countries. We called them communists. They did things like using violence to seize power. And then they purged anyone in the government who got in their way, like, say, the parliamentarian of the United States Senate, who enforces rules that happen to prevent Trump from ramming his whole agenda through Congress. Here's what Trump posted about that a few days ago. He demanded that Republicans fire the parliamentarian because she's following rules that Trump doesn't like. Trump thinks everyone in the government should serve the party, his party. And then he calls other people communists. Look, there is a serious lesson that we can draw from our nation's birthday. The lesson is that this fight we've been in for 250 years is not over. We have to defend our democracy and our Constitution every day. We have to defend our freedoms and the rule of law every day. And we have to defend it even when the person who's trying to destroy it, the person who's trying to end the American Republic, is the guy standing behind the seal of our country, pretending to love America. See you next time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.